22 minutes to 8. Pádraic Lodge joined us with the sport on a red letter day in Croke Park.
It certainly was, Colin. Good morning to you. Cork celebrating overnight and probably still celebrating this morning. They're the All-Ireland Senior Camogie Champions for the first time since 2009. It's a 25th title in total for them, and it was quite a remarkable comeback from them. They turned things around in the second half. They went in at half-time 5 points down against Kilkenny, but they got goals in the second half from Jenny O'Leary and Angela Walsh. So that made it 2-12 to 1-9, the final score. And heartbreak again for Kilkenny, the second year in a row that they've lost the final. And the honour of lifting the O'Duffy Cup went to the Cork captain, Anna Geary from Milford.
It was a very defensive game in the first 30 minutes, but both defences dominating, and I suppose we never really got it freed up. So we came out at half time, we knew we were coming from behind, and we knew that if we kept up the defensive strategy, it wasn't going to work. We didn't play to our game plan in the first half. We reverted back to it in the second half. We were attacking the ball right from the full back line all the way up along. We attacked the ball, and that was, you know, that's what it came down to. It's about fighting for every score and believing that you were good enough to get the score, and thankfully we came out on top in the end.
Crucial goals, Jennifer O'Leary and Angela Walsh right at the death.
Yeah, but that just shows the type of player that we have. They never say die, and that's the attitude that you need to win in All-Ireland. I couldn't tell you the score at the very end, because all I was worried about was where we were in front. I didn't care if it was by 10 points or 1 point. That's what counts, and the girls knew they needed to get in top front. We were doing our best down the back to hold them out, and the girls really produced in the second half when it counted, and that's why I get to hold this precious cup in my hands.
It's a beautiful cup, and it was a great speech. Probably one of the longest here at Croke Park.
Well, do you know what? So often you hear the men and they give tremendous speeches and they give tremendous praise and credit to people that deserve it. I've been waiting a long time to walk up the steps of the Hogan stand, and there were so many people that needed to be thanked. There was a lot of people that I didn't get an opportunity to thank. So when I had that 10 minutes, I said, why waste it? Why look back afterwards and say, oh, I should have said this, or I should thank this person? That was my moment, and I was intending to make it absolutely count to the very last second.
That's Anna Geary there speaking to Pat McAuliffe. Limerick, managed by Joe Quaid, were crowned intermediate champions with a 1-12 to 10-point victory over Kilkenny, while Down recovered from the disappointment of two recent final defeats to win the Premier Junior title, beating Laois 1-12 to 1-8. American Billy Horschel recorded the most significant victory of his career at the Tour Championship in Atlanta, winning by 3 shots. Rory McIlroy fell out of contention with a double bogey at the 6th hole and 3 bogeys in a row later in the round. He tied for 2nd place with American Jim Furyk. We can get more details on last night's final round from BBC golf correspondent Ian Carter.
Exhaustion caught up with McIlroy, who couldn't summon the final round he needed to end the PGA Tour season in fitting style. He faded around the turn, having double bogeyed the 6th, and only 3 birdies in the last 4 holes earned him a share of 2nd place with Jim Furyk. McIlroy won't look at his clubs again until he starts to prepare for the Ryder Cup. Ironically, that's not a concern of champion Billy Horschel. He's $11.4 million richer, but the form that earned him this bumper check came too late to earn a US Ryder Cup place.
England's Paul Casey was a 1-stroke winner of the European Tour event in the Netherlands. Padraig Harrington and Shane Lowry finished in a share of 28th place, 9 shots behind the winner. Avondale United from the Munster Senior League held Finn Harps to a 1-1 draw in their FAI Cup quarter-final in Cork. The replay will take place in Ballybofey on Wednesday night. Tonight at Oriel Park, it's the quarter-final replay between Dundalk and Shamrock Rovers. Manchester United defeated QPR 4-0 at Old Trafford in the English Premier League for their first win since Dutchman Louis van Gaal took charge at Old Trafford. New signing Angel Di Maria scored the first goal, with Wayne Rooney, Ander Herrera and Juan Mata also on the score sheet. The final day of the inaugural Champions Weekend at the Curragh saw British success in the Irish St Ledger, as Brown Panther gave trainer Tom Dascombe and jockey Richard Kingscote their first classic success. He beat the favourite Leading Light by 6.5 lengths. The winning horse is owned by retired soccer player Michael Owen.
It was very special, yeah. It was obviously his first Group 1 win. He was very impressive. He's obviously the apple of my eye, as everyone knows, and he was pretty spectacular out there today. So yeah, we're obviously over the moon. I must admit, when he was so close to the pacemaker still with only half a mile to go, I was thinking maybe he's going to yard too quick, but he's a relentless galloper. He's obviously quickened again. When, you know, I was going to say when anything come to him, but nothing came to him. I was just waiting for everything to come to him, but he just kept galloping, and he's a superstar.
Will he take a chance at the Melbourne Cup?
I don't think so, no. We did the Melbourne Cup last year. We're probably looking at the Champions Series stay-in race now, so that's probably next on the agenda.
That's Michael Owen speaking to Brendan McCardle. Aidan and Joseph O'Brien teamed up to win the National Stakes with the odds-on favourite Gleneagles, while the favourite was also first home in the Moyglare Stud Stakes with a Roger Varian-trained Cursory Glance taking the honours. Yesterday's attendance at the Curragh was over 10,000, which was double last year's figure. On the opening day of the Harvest Festival in Estow, Lord Ben was an emphatic winner of the Kerry Group Handicap Chase for rider Johnny Burke and trainer Henry de Bromhead. Local favourite Alberto Contador wrapped up his third Tour of Spain triumph when he comfortably held on to his overall lead in the final stage time trial. Contador, who rides for the Tinco Saxo team, also won the Vuelta in 2008 and 2012. Dan Martin ended the event in 7th with Philip Deignan 39th. There was defeat for Belfast's Mark Allen in the final of the Shanghai Masters snooker. He lost out to Stuart Bingham of England, who won by 10 frames to 3. And in show jumping, Wexford's Bertram Allen picked up valuable world ranking points when he finished 3rd in last night's jump off class at Lausanne in Switzerland. And that's the sport, Fran.
Porrick, thank you.